Tricia Edwards, live in the CJSW studios. And Alegria, and did you say that means joy?
Yes.
Now I'm also sensing, Tricia, that your Spanish is quite good.
No, it's not. if I can pop out one word at a time. Yeah. No, I've been working at it because I think that, it's part of the whole package of learning to understand the music is being able to speak and function in the language, but it's still definitely a work in progress.
And you've spent some time in Cuba. How did that come to be and how did that work for you?
Well, just been wanting to go for a long time. And so we went for a couple of weeks in August, and it was a music vacation. Just went to, well, we might have also spent a little bit of time at the beach, but went to listen to as much music as possible.
Wonderful. And we're going to chat more after Tricia finishes her performance. So I'll let you then introduce your next piece. Are you hearing me now properly?
Yes,
now,
I Tricia? Am hearing you properly.
That's good. Our technical person asked me to check with you that things are now back on. Or
things are good, yes.
And you sound good too.
Thanks.
In more ways than one. Maybe I will ask you a little more about your CD, and you have a quartet for most of the performance then?
Yes, so we have a two percussion, bass, and keys for about half of the tracks, I guess, and then the tune I just played, Alegria, is a solo track on the CD, and the rest of them are sextet, so we added saxophone and a third percussionist.
So, and the arrangements, that's an incredibly tasking.
The arrangements were all mine, and they took some time of, working something out and taking it to a gig and trying it and discovering what worked and what didn't work and then kind of redoing things.
And you have had your CD release at the Ironwood, and I understand that you was very well attended.
It was very well attended. I was pleased. We had a great audience, and they were super enthusiastic, and it was a very
fun. And you had several members from the band with you?
Yes, we had the whole sextet for the
whole
performance.
Wow. Yeah. But it is so marvelous of you to come and perform for us here on Lift the Bandstand tonight, Tricia. What would you like to play next?
Next, I'm going to do an arrangement of the Cyndi Lauper tune Time After Time, which I realize has been covered lots. There are lots of versions out there, but I also think it's a great song.
It is.
And I don't know if there's a Latin one out there, so it should be.
on Lift the Bandstand with Gordon and Tricia.
Thank you.
A Cyndi Lauper tune, Time After Time. Ooh, the chords you selected at the end there were really, oh boy.
Oh, thanks.
Nice, nice choices.
Thanks.
And, well, Tricia, you have now this this complicated fabric of your classical training, your jazz chops, and now your Latin chops. Where do they all inform one another now? So to... Do you still see yourself as a classical or a composed person, or do you see yourself more now as a complex person with all three in the mix?
That's a complicated question, Gordon. Still trying to figure it out.
I apologize for it. It sounds so rather far too convoluted.
How long is this show?
Yeah. It's a bit
we
too
need
convoluted.
To talk this
yeah.
out.
That's right.
I think my goal is for to find some kind of place where you can incorporate all three. I think up till now it's been a little bit siloed, where we've kind of existed in three separate worlds. But I want to find a place where they all inform each other and speak to each other. That's
I'm thinking of the. A saxophone quartet, the Swinging Bovines, their performances were always combinations of classical pieces and jazz pieces.
Yes. Well, and good music is good music, right?
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter what genre it is or, it's just good music is good music.
So. And because it's Wednesday nights, I don't get to go very often, but I know that you've performed at the Cliff Bungalow. Which is a lovely venue for music.
Yes, yeah, that's great. Jan Mulder has put that series together, and it's always a great... I've always really enjoyed playing there.
And I see you've been to Sylvan Lake, and obviously a part of the festival, and Red Deer. And yet you have a substantial role with Mount Royal again.
Yes, I teach at Mount Royal as well.
So tell us how you manage all of these roles.
I think that's just true. Being a freelance musician is maybe not for everyone, but I think for most of us it's a combination of juggling all different roles and just keeping all those plates spinning. So I feel very blessed and fortunate to have all the different aspects of my musical life that I have. The teaching parts, the playing parts, I think they all feed into each other.
Do you have another piece for us?
I do. I saved the scary one for the end. This is a...
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
This is a cover of a Chucho Valdez tune called Mambo Influenciado.
Thank you.
now you've now persuaded me that you are you must have Latin in your blood.
No, because wasp as they come.
Well, I think unless I can coerce you to play another piece, we were going to transition now to some recordings. Unless you'd like to play something else.
Let's move to listening to doing some listening to.
All right. So what we're going to do, folks, this is getting a little technical, but we're going to be switching from Tricia in the performance space to Tricia in the booth. And what we're going to do as a segue is go to an album by Yissi
Garcia, who is an amazing Cuban percussionist, drummer, and also plays with, if anyone's familiar with Jane Bunnett's group Makeke. They were just here, I think, about a year and a half ago. And so when we went to Cuba, of course, I came home with a suitcase full of CDs, and this was one of them.
All right. So here is Yissi from the album Ultima Noticia.
Rumba. Banda!
And that was Yissey and Bandanancha from the album Ultima Noticia, a selection by Tricia Edwards.
And isn't it awesome?
I'm quite struck by it.
Yeah.
It's yeah. Great. And I mean, the percussion, as is typical for perhaps for Latin pieces, is always very, I mean, for a non-Latin person, I just like, what is going on?
Yes,
although
huge energy.
It was swinging though.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And how did you come to know of this recording?
Actually, I got that particular one. I got in the airport on our way out. So we visited. I believe I passed you a CD by Alejandro Falcón, who is a mutual friend who we met down there. And we went to the CD store, and I said, "What do I buy?" And so picked up a few there, but that particular CD I bought in the airport on the way out.
Well, is it that? Well, you know that you could have offered some highly elaborate,
sorry,
much more.
Okay, I'll come up with a better story for the next time.
You know, actually, sometimes you find things in the airport. Yeah.
Well, in the airports in Cuba, you can buy great music.
Fascinating. And she, I mean, she does. She looks very young, too. But that might just be
yes.
the way they've presented her. But, so you're obviously, as we were discussing earlier, now the charm of the Cuban, the whole of the Cuban world is obviously quite taken you.
Yes, definitely has. Yes.
Wow.
And I get to work with some great Cuban musicians here in Calgary. We have a lot of amazing. I think maybe not everyone realizes the wealth of Latin musical talent that we have here in the city. On the CD with me, I have three amazing percussionists, Raul Tabera, who's from Cuba, and Hector Murillo, who's from Colombia, and Luis Alpana Tovar, who's from Venezuela. So if you get a copy of the CD, available from CD Baby or on iTunes, you can listen to their playing.
Fascinating. And then I think we're going to go to a track from this CD. So we've had the good fortune to hear Tricia performing solo piano for us for the first half of the show. And now we're going to listen to some tracks from her CD. Do you want to tell us a little bit about Trainwreck 3?
Yes, I believe we're going to listen to a tune called Trainwreck. And it starts with kind of an odd meter intro. This was actually a tune. It was the very first jazz track. You wanted stories, Gordon, so here's a story.
Please.
I was back at Mount Royal when they had a jazz program. I sat in with the first year combo, and Ralph Bushmar was the instructor when I was studying. I'm still studying jazz, but when I was just starting out, and we had an assignment to write a jazz track, I wrote a very early version of this, and I called it Trainwreck because I expected that in performance it was going to fall apart. And it would be a self-fulfilling prophecy. And then through the years, I've revisited it and reworked it, and currently it stands in the form you're going to hear now. And maybe on a future CD, we'll have Trainwreck 4 or 5, and you'll get to hear something completely different.
Here it is on Lift the Bandstand with Gordon and Tricia.
Thank you.
And that was Trainwreck 3 from the new release by Tricia Edwards. I don't see that as a train wreck at all, but what I really liked...
The magic of the studio.
What I really liked was the tension and release. Like the initial statement is demanding,
mm-hmm.
and then there's... it gets to grow, and there's a piece to it in a different way.
And then the awesome percussion solo in the middle.
Whoa.
Which was, Raul and Luis and Hector. And I should also mention that also on that track you heard Jeremy Coates on bass and Jim Brennan on saxophone.
Two first-tier Calgarians.
Definitely. A lot of great players with me on this project.
Indeed. And Tricia, you wanted to tell us about your next opportunity to perform. And that's coming up this weekend, I believe.
Yes, on Friday night, I'm doing a couple of solo sets at Cornerstone Music Cafe. And so, I would welcome you all to come. You can make reservations at 403-278-3070. And Cornerstone Cafe, for those of you who don't know it, it's in Deer Ridge, 139-14919 Deer Ridge Drive, Southeast. And it's owned and operated by Jim and Sylvia Johnston, who are important figures in the music community in Calgary. And it's an awesome place with great food and a great ambiance. And even if you can't come on Friday, you should just go there and check it out. There's also a hot chocolate festival going on right now. So like jazz and hot chocolate, what more could you ask for?
I think that there's there needs to be more of this if I may, centers of arts that aren't necessarily downtown.
Yes.
Doesn't have to be downtown.
Jazz in the burbs. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a Northwest group that's been doing that, and that's actually Evan Cribbs' venture,
yes. mm-hmm.
where it's very definitely not
in the core,
just in the core. Yeah. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, I see the Inglewood area as continuing to be successful as just a little bit away from downtown. And a very nice performance space like the Ironwood and and Lolita's,
mm-hmm.
which is small, but again the sight
but
lines
it's a
are
great
good.
Yeah.
The Sonics are nice
and jazz there every Friday night.
Every Friday night, and our dear friend Henry Beaumont is known to be there almost every Friday night.
Yes, Henry faithfully comes out to my performances and to jazz performances all around the city.
He's maybe not thriving in as much as he might like, but there's no stopping him though.
No, he's always there, always present.
Yeah, I have the good fortune to have conversations with him on a rather irregular basis, and sometimes, honestly, I seize the opportunity when I get a chance to drive him home from the gig, you know?
Yes.
And why not, eh?
Great conversation.
All right. What are we going to listen to next, Tricia?
Well, let's listen to... So I had mentioned earlier that when I was in Cuba, I met a mutual friend, a piano player named Alejandro Falcón, who's a rising star, putting out great music and touring. And so I brought a couple of CDs with me, and we're going to listen to one. I believe it's called Preludio.
All right.
It's a track from...
his album, Clara Skiro.
Yes.
All right.
And
on.
He's an amazing player. So I believe you can buy his stuff on Amazon, his CDs.
Cool. Clara Skiro. I have no idea, but there's another term that ends in scuro that's used in music, but I'm not going to think of that right now. Anyhow, here is Alejandro Falcón on Lift the Bandstand with Gordon and Tricia.
Thank you.
Oh, Alejandro Falcón, revealing the expertise that comes from
yes.
the... I guess that's just a given for individuals who want to be musicians in Cuba?
I think so. I think their training is very rigorous. And we went to he gave a concert at the National Theater in Havana while we were there, and we went, and it was truly amazing. One of the epic concerts I'll remember for the rest of my life. And who knows, maybe hopefully someday he can come to Canada. And
well, they're complicated, but not impossible.
Not impossible.
Yeah.
It could happen.
Well, we are running low on time now, Tricia. It's been a joy having you here, but we have an opportunity, I think, for two more pieces. And I think you had in mind this clarinet ensemble.
Yes. So this was a CD that was recommended to me while I was there. It's a clarinet duo, and I've been listening to it a lot. I really like it. It's quite...
it's speaking
yeah, I really
to
like
you.
It's speaking to me. That's the right way to say it. Yes.
Como el elefante. Was that like elephant something?
Like an elephant. Yeah.
Like an elephant.
You'd have to ask them why they called it that.
All right. Here it is. that was Con Clarinet. Kona Clarinet? Is that the name of the ensemble?
The CD is called Aire di Concerto con Clarinette.
Clarinette. Ah, mm-hmm. See, yeah. Brutal how I made that. So, yeah, understated in a way, but very driving.
Yes. So yes, the CD I find is quite simple in its instrumentation, but super interesting. And like I said, I've been listening to it over and over again because it's speaking to me.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Tricia, for coming on the program. And let's do it again sooner than whatever
yes,
the last
sure.
time
let's
was, like
eight years
ago or something. Let's do it again. And we're going to go out with another piece from your new CD. And tell us about the CD one more time and also remind everybody of your next performance.
Okay, the CD is called Intaglios and it was released just this past January 13th. And you can get it from CD Baby or iTunes, all streaming, most streaming platforms, or even from me. And I'm going to be playing some tunes from it, doing a couple of solo piano sets, as well as some other things this Friday, 7 to 9 at Cornerstone Music Cafe in Deer Ridge.
And we're going to go out with the composition of your string theory. So there's a physicist in you too, Tricia.
Yeah, well, a physicist who was struggling through an article in the New Yorker because they not understanding what I was reading, but had good intentions, and then was also inspired by watching my cats play. So somehow those two things came together, and this is a tune of mine called String Theory.
Thanks so much, Tricia. Good night, all.
This is CJSW Presents, a rotating block of volunteer-produced programming. For a full list of programs, visit cjsw.com/cjsw-presents. And stay tuned to CJSW 90.9 FM in Calgary.
The following program contains language and scenes of violence which may be disturbing to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from CJSW Studio 1 in Calgary. You're traveling through a neighborhood. A neighborhood that appears like any other, with its rows of boxy, colorful houses and freshly cut lawns. A neighborhood where nothing much happens. And then you turn down one street where anything may happen. From the macabre to the otherworldly, there's a sign appearing in your headlights. The sign that reads... Tonight's episode, in honor of the 200th anniversary of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, we bring you The Fellowship, written by Sean Crawford and directed by Paige Boudreau.
No one ever wants to admit it, but the fire is warm, the crackling reminiscent of childhood memories. Even the scent is tantalizing. It is just flesh, after all. So much about a crematorium is comforting.
You said it finally came?
Yes, Mary, it came. The cadaver you've been waiting for. She was an opera singer. Shame, really. This one was quite young. Promising career ahead.
Same price as last time?
For your coveted opera singer? You've been asking me about this corpse for over a year. I believe this will cost you double.
Double?
Supply and demand. Find another accommodating crematorium officer with a dead opera singer and you may be able to bargain. Until then, it's double. And I'm afraid she just won't keep.
Fine.
Thank you. You really don't remember me, do you?
How do you mean? I've been here a dozen times.
And still you don't remember. You never noticed me back then, either.
What are you talking about?
I remember you. Perfect hair, perfect clothes, perfect grades. You graduated high school with straight A's. Still don't remember?
I had one A minus. I'm going to be late. You can load the cadaver in my car out back.
Thank you. I am Dr. Dietrich, the head researcher here on our Less Than Modest Hub of Science and Innovation. And I'd like to welcome all of you to Prometheus Labs. Has failed. He created humankind in his image, the physical manifestation of perfection. It must be the case that either God is not all good or God is not all powerful. If there is a God, it has abandoned us. It has moved on to some other experiment. And now it is up to us to finish the work. We look forward to reviewing your own research as one of you. Please welcome into our labs to aid us in our pursuits. Welcome to the Prometheus Labs Pursuit Fellowship.
Excuse me, Dr. Dietrich. Dr. Dietrich, may I have a word with you, please? I'm competing for the fellowship.
I'm afraid you'll have to approach me at a more appropriate time.
I just wanted to tell you how much I admire your work. Your career has been flawless. I followed all your research on bioelectricity, and I think you will be encouraged by what I've done with your work.
What you have done with the main work?
Yes, I believe that my approach of combining bioelectrical reanimation with microscreen and modern sensor technology relates directly to what you were just saying in your opening address.
Duh. I can imagine your perspective on this. The flesh is a biological screen. Plastic surgery becomes a thing of the past. And mar or blemish eradicated with the zap of the button. Or better yet, and vibe. And while there is a place for your kind of research, that is not what we do here. We are not concerned with vanity. We are trying to heal the world. Better yet, create one that has no need of healing. That is the perfect world. That is the perfect creation.
I must apologize. I did not mean to.
If you will excuse me.
I look forward to seeing you at the demonstration.
Mary, is that you? How did it go? Did you get a chance to speak with Dr. Dietrich?
Yes.
And? And he saw right through me. It's still not good enough. I don't understand what I'm missing.
If anyone can figure it out, you can. You're a brilliant scientist.
I would give up if I could, but I have no choice. Failure has never been an option. But I am afraid it might be over no matter what I decide.
No, it's not over. The beginning is always today.
You always say that, and you were very young. I am young, and yet you still seem young to me.
That's not why I believe in you.
You believe in me because when I found you, you had nowhere else to go. You can never be subjective, and you are kind to a fault.
To a fault?
Kindness has no place in science.
But isn't the point to do good?
The point is to do great, beyond greatness even, to transcend morality and to create something.
Something what?
Oh, Vala, you have so much to learn. A hurricane is not evil. It may kill and maim and destroy, but that is simply because of the context it is placed within. A storm on lifeless Jupiter would be a magnificent thing to behold. Yet here on Earth, it would be an apocalypse. You must rise above right and wrong. You are capable of doing something exceptional one day. I did not bring you into my lab to do good. On its own and in itself, a storm...